With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The northeastern U.S. is under the last brunt of a massive winter storm that's unlike what some states have ever seen, at least in many decades. In the state of Mississippi, they say they put down more rock salt than they ever have just to try and keep the snow at bay and keep those roads halfway safe. Little Rock, Arkansas resident Jordan Nalen is from New York City originally and says she's used to the roads being plowed during storms.
This is my first, like, winter here. It's not too cold. It's not bad. I'm prepared for that with all my clothes, but just not having anything plowed is, like, blows my mind. I'm just like, oh, wow, like, you're not, when it snows, you're stuck. Like, I think that's the biggest, like, I guess, change for me.
In Philadelphia, Mayor Sherrill Parker told WPVI-TV 6ABC people need to exercise caution.
But speaking of bitterly cold temperatures that will remain, they will continue to remain with us, I want to reaffirm several of the safety messages that we shared with you yesterday. First, please remain off the roads if you do not have to travel.
Democrat senators are vowing to oppose a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security if it includes funding for ICE.
Six of the 12 annual spending bills for the current budget year have been signed into law. Six more await Senate action. If senators fail to act by midnight Friday, funding for agencies covered under those remaining six bills will lapse, triggering a partial government shutdown. Last year, Democrats pushed the federal government into a historic shutdown over Obamacare subsidies. After a record-setting 43 days, they finally agreed to a deal that reopened the government and postponed the subsidy fight. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. Formal Jewish prayer has returned to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Michael Harrington reports.
It is the holiest place in Judaism, but non-Muslim prayer has been banned there for decades as part of an effort to keep the peace with the Arab world, which also reveres the site. But police in Jerusalem are now allowing Jewish worshipers to ascend the mount with printed prayers and read them aloud. It's a major shift for Jewish people whose worship in Jerusalem has been restricted in one way or the other for nearly 2,000 years. Michael Harrington reported.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy. That's the one that bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion overseas. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is chipping away at China's near monopoly on rare earth minerals.
The U.S. is taking a minority stake in an Oklahoma rare earth miner as it seeks to minimize its reliance on imports of a material used in smartphones, robotics, and electric vehicles, and many other high-tech products. China processes more than 90% of the world's critical minerals. USA Rare Earth says the Commerce Department is investing $1.6 billion in the company. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump is preparing for weekly domestic travel ahead of the midterm elections later this year. Chief of Staff Susie Weil says that he'll hit the road to speak directly to voters. His first stop will be in Iowa this week for remarks on the economy and his energy policies. On Wall Street right now, things are booming. The Dow's up 200 points, the Nasdaq up 166. This is SRN News.